Louise McSharry in for Ryan Tuberty, and I was babbling a few minutes ago about the assessments required for dyslexic kids in school these days, because I have a sister who has dyslexia and she's done all the tests and she's grand, basically. But someone who will know much better than I do is Claire in Tipperary. Good morning, Claire.
Hi.
How are you?
I heard your statement regarding the lady who mentioned their child leaving school at 17.
Yeah, so
because of the psychological assessment, and it was like Nazi.
Well, she was saying she didn't like the sounds of the whatever assessment was required at the time. Now, her child is 17 now, and I think this was some time ago.
Which is very young.
Yeah,
which is very young.
No, but what I'm saying is that this happened some time ago. It wasn't.
Okay.
It isn't now that it happened. So maybe you could just, because you have children with dyslexia, so maybe you could just clarify how it works.
I mean, it's a simple educational assessment a child needs.
Right.
And by the parent not doing the assessment, it's actually causing more damage than having an assessment done.
Right.
When a child has an assessment done, it's a very simple educational assessment where they're assessed through objects and words. It's not a test as they do in school.
Right.
It's very simple how the brain processes information, how the brain processes doing things.
Mm.
So by the parent not doing that for the child, it's affected them so much more and gives them a very bad start in life.
Yeah, like I have to say now, my parents, my sister, I think, my sister's going to murder me for talking about her so much, but she did loads of tests when she was younger and she did lots of different things. And as a result of her doing the test for dyslexia, she's grown up knowing that she has dyslexia. It's not a big deal, because it isn't a big deal. And
no, it's not a big deal at all. But it is a big deal if you're not diagnosed and you have to go through the mainstream school struggling with it and covering it up.
Yeah, because there is assistance available to kids with dyslexia these days, isn't
Massive, because I've got dyslexia myself.
Right.
And I'm in my 40s now, and I went through the whole of school not being diagnosed until my 40s. And now I'm in uni, getting straight A's.
Oh, very good. So it must have been quite difficult then, before.
Oh, very difficult. I mean, you can't do a simple thing like spell.
Yeah.
So how do you put a whole essay together?
And
people are laughing at the basics that you cannot do.
Yeah.
But you know the information. It's in your mind. It's getting it on paper.
Must be very difficult. And so what kind of things do you do now to kind of get around those things?
When I actually got diagnosed and the uni saw my papers, they said if they had seen the papers before I got in, I wouldn't have actually been accepted.
Right.
Because my learning difficulties were so bad. But through my years of having it, I mastered by listening to audiobooks.
Right.
I learn by listening, not by reading.
Right.
So now there's fantastic systems. There's a program called Read Write Gold where you have it in your laptop and it reads everything to you.
Great.
You have dictaphones that you record the lectures instead of taking notes.
Yeah.
Get extra time in exams, you exempt from Irish.
Yes.
It's so much easier, it's so much simpler. I mean, my kid went from 34th percentile to 95th percentile.
Yeah, so there's clearly lots out there these days that you can do if you get the diagnosis.
Yes, and it's this kind of a stigma saying you're dyslexic, you're stupid.
Yeah.
Where it's actually you're dyslexic, you're extremely intelligent.
Yeah. It's just a learning difficulty. I understand. I fully understand, Claire. Listen, best of luck in your continued studies.
Okay,
thanks a million
very much
for getting in touch.
Okay.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.